Hey, everybody, this is Joaquin Carrasco coming to you directly from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Yeah, that's right, Nacho Daddy. And you're listening to Music You Don't Have But Should. That's right, I said Music You Don't Have But Should. That's right. Ow!
Your time is waiting. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special December 21st and End of the World edition of Music You Don't Have But Should, the very best podcast you are listening to at this very moment. I am your host, Andy Armageddon, like Armageddon out of here, huh? And thank you for joining us as we take a look at the very best original music from independent musicians and bands from throughout the world. It's our salute to the Mayans tonight. This is it, according to them. It's really weird, but I don't see the Mayan culture as a major world player, and yet people are getting themselves all bent out of shape over this calendar thing. Why did they stop their calendar on December 21st, 2012? Simple. They were carving it out of round rock, and they ran out of room to put any more dates. There's nothing to it, but I thought it would be a great reason to have a theme show on Music You Don't Have But Should, like we do from time to time. Are you getting ready for the holidays? Whatever holiday you celebrate at this time of year, I wish you all the best and a happy new year. That is, if the Mayans are wrong. Well, we'll get past that. We're going to play two brand new Joaquin Carrasco songs tonight. Yes, the king of Tex-Mex rock and roll, and he's back. He's been a frequent contributor to the show and even a guest on Music You Don't Have But Should, and it's always a treat having him. And we're going to start off tonight with Tamale Christmas by Joaquin Carrasco and El Molino. Yes, they are together again. Joaquin Carrasco, Speedy Sparks, and Ernie Durawa being joined by Joe Morales from Flaco Jimenez's band on sax and Marcelo Guana on accordion. And Tamale Christmas was released on November 20th on a benefit CD to raise money for the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. So here we go.
All my friends will be there. It's Tamale Christmas.
that'll get you in the holiday spirit. Another fine one by Joe Key Carrasco and El Molino. Joe Key's first album in the late 70s with El Molino, which was has one of my favorite Joe Key Carrasco songs on it, Jalapeno Con Big Red. Terrific stuff. And you can find all of his music at www.joekeen.com. And don't forget to pick up a copy of his feature film, Rancho No Tingo, a really weird but wonderful story. Carrying on with Joe Key Carrasco and El Molino, here's I Saw My Baby.
Particles on. Woo! I know just what she said. Why she coming home this way? I can smell it on the breath. Oh, she got the funny taste. These railroad blues are getting hard today. I saw my baby in the morning sun.
Joe Key Carrasco and El Molino back together again with I Saw My Baby, released on November 27th. That's from their new album, Tlaquepaque. And let me spell that for you. That's Tlaquepaque, which is their first new album since 1977's Tex-Mex Rock and Roll, which launched Joe Key Carrasco as the king of Tex-Mex Rock and Roll. Get your copy of their new album at www.joekeen.com, and we'll try to get Joe King back on the show in the new year. That is, if the Mayans are wrong. And speaking of friends of the show, don't forget about the Kurt Yagi and the People Standing Behind Me show on Wednesday, January 9th at 7 p.m. at the Brick and Mortar. It's a full band show. That's at 1710 Mission Street in San Francisco. So if you're in the area, go see that. That looks like a wonderful show. We featured Kurt a few times on Music You Don't Have But Should, and he was on the last episode as well. Check that out as well. You can find him at www.kurtyagi.com. That's CURTYAGI.com. If you're a musician or a band with original music you would like featured on Music You Don't Have But Should, drop me a line at andy@musicyoudon'thave.com or go by the website www.musicyoudon'thave.com for more details. We'd love to hear from you. In the meanwhile, thanks for joining us tonight on a very special Mayan end of the year episode. It's December 21st, 2012. I don't think anything's going to happen, but thanks for being here, and I won't judge you for what kind of life you lead by choosing to spend your last moments with a podcast. I'm just thrilled you're here. In music you don't have but should, is planning some big things for 2013 as well. That is, if the Mayans are wrong. In 2013, we're going to have all kinds of special